Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasts.
So here we are, a couple of silver spoons back again.
Face to face.
We are not talking about Ricky Schroeder because he is still alive.
Gladly, thankfully.
He's kind of not the Ricky Schroeder of yore, but we are rather.
We love all God's creatures, whether they be Bret Michaels or Bret Michaels.
Right. Or Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder.
Or a witch. Or presumed witch.
Presumed witch. Yeah. It really is a bummer of a story. And this might be the most bummer of all of the bummer stories we tell this season.
This one is really a downer.
I think because all of it is really through no fault of her own.
That's the issue. And I think sometimes we all get sort of, not seduced isn't the right word, intrigued by the Salem witch trials and how batshit crazy they were. But but we tend to take them lighter than mm-hmm. they actually were, which is very strange. But it's one of those like era stories, what have you, that when you really sit down and really think about it, it's a horrific part of history.
And when you get to the fact that they were trusting children as they're the ones who, you know, did all this stuff.
Right.
It seems suspect. Like they're looking for a fight.
They were looking for a fight, and it's extremely suspect.
Yeah.
And we are not a political show.
Not a political show.
But there are elements of it that sometimes you can see remnants that still exist today that perhaps. Hence the common turn. Common turn witch hunt.
Right. This is true. Very, very true.
But
with that witch hunt, obviously there are no witches. So
correct.
Well, no witches in the sense of the person you are seeking to prosecute is we're getting way down of the
I know. But yes. So right. So Sarah
falsely accused of whatever.
Falsely accused, yes. Signs point to say that she was not able to conjure spells or do crazy things.
Correct. And on top of that, there are sort of the concentric circles of awfulness that spread out throughout the whole story.
Right.
Her second child dying in prison with her because of how awful it was.
Yes.
And the prison was in another town, so it was a long ride to get to court every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then her daughter, who they got to testify against her.
Which is so crazy.
Was then later branded a witch.
Put
in jail for witchcraft. Or I guess, would it be witchery?
I don't know. Maybe. Do they both work? Are they interchangeable?
I hope so.
Yeah, we're just going to go with it.
But shockingly, daughter suffered some mental problems after being locked away and mistreated and... poorly taken care of.
Fancy that.
I know. And Sarah Good, I think, in and of herself. I mean, the thing that I did not realize in reading the story prior to doing this research was the fact that with her second husband.
She did have a couple, yeah.
Yeah. That they weren't allowed in church because they couldn't afford the good clothes.
Well, that means your tithes are not going to be very worthy either.
Right, which when you get down to WWJD...
I feel like that wasn't his MO.
No, he wasn't really known as a spiffy dresser. Say what you will about the guy. And there's a lot you can say.
Yes. Fashion police, he was not.
Correct.
Yeah.
But not a political show.
Not a political show, nor a religious show.
No. But yeah, she's just someone poorly treated by the masses in many, many ways.
Yes. But if you're listening to this in the wrong order and you haven't listened to it yet, don't let this put you off. We're just warning you. It's kind of a downer.
But it's 8 minutes,
It's 8 minutes. Right. And it's fascinating.
You can spare a moment to think of those from the past mistreated by society and the grander mm-hmm. scheme of things.
Yes.
That this is one of the things why I like walking through cemeteries, and I'm told it's creepy.
I don't think it's creepy at all.
I just like the idea. You're walking around. It's nice. They always plow in the winter.
Yes.
It's open. There's not a lot of people. And as you're walking around, you can kind of look at headstones, look at the, you know, dates of birth and death. And you can kind of just think of that person and do the mental math in your head and go, huh, I wonder what they did. I wonder how. But you're sparing a thought for someone who perhaps has not had a thought given to them that day.
Or ever. Some of these people,
yeah,
their loved ones don't care.
Is there any greater gift than just kind of going like, hey, I wonder what that person was like.
Right. Well, or you could be like my nieces and shout down to them through the flower.
Right. Holders. Actually, that's a great gift. Great gift. Greater gift. Edible arrangement.
No.
Yes. And please welcome our sponsor.
Nope.
This is what we need to have guests on this show.
Not the gift
for me. We need to have guests on this show, and every guest gets a service merchandise gift certificate.
Yes.
And an edible arrangement that they can
bring with them. Service merchandise gift certificate. Can it come with, like, the best thing ever would be a service merchandise gift certificate that was on the little red clipboard with the pen attached and had the little, you know, carbon paper you filled out at service merchandise. So you could just like pre-shop before you go in.
Yeah. Or even the Wheel of Fortune thing where they remember that when they would do the rooms.
It's my favorite. That was the only time I ever watched. I stopped watching it when they didn't do that anymore.
Yeah, because you were hoping for like the living room or the rec room.
Yes. Whatever had the stereo is the one I wanted.
Right.
Or the waterbed.
Yep. Waterbed. Huge thing. And then whatever was left afterwards, you could just get the balance on a service merchandise gift certificate. It's really all of us are aiming for in life.
I know. I feel like, why did they stop doing that?
But do you imagine how much better Sarah Good's life would have been if they were like, we're sorry, we've made you feel bad for yourself. You feel bad. We've hurt your feelings.
Yes.
So we all kicked in. Still can't go to church, but
you can
get a widescreen TV
that fits into a beautiful credenza that you will never be able to move.
Nope.
So years from now, when your TVs are now flat and longer and lighter, it will not fit. You'll have to get a very tiny TV because you'll still have to keep the credenza.
Yeah, I think in similar ways, and watch this leap to link these two things, both the Salem witch trials and credenza makers of the 80s, not a lot of foresight.
No, you are correct.
Well, you know, done. Thank you. It was a long walk, but we got there.
We did. Faster than we often do.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was 17 people were hanged at the witch trials.
Yeah, which I actually thought it was more.
Yeah, it seems like that it kind of like, it came and went pretty quick.
It was pretty speedy.
I mean, there were others, obviously you had, I don't know if it's a different time, the Inquisition, but.
Well, and wasn't there some witch trialery at the Salem in England too?
I believe there's always some witch trialery happening somewhere.
Yeah, but it, you know, the Salems, perhaps, unless you're going to smoke a pack of Salems.
Yes.
Beware of witches or witch hunters.
Right.
Or witch and it's, judges.
And it's weird when you think of that is all Salem, Massachusetts is known for. The entire economy is built on that.
I know.
There are.
Now it's fun.
Street. But it's just sort of like, I don't know. More than 200 people were accused of witchcraft and 20 were executed. I believe one or two died in jail before they could be charged. One was a gentleman who was pressed to death with stones because he refused to even answer the charges. I'm trying to think of what would be an equivalent turning it into a tourist thing. I mean, it's not Jonestown, but it's...
No. I mean, it's
equally
a very
tragic, equally sad and awful.
I mean, it's different, but it is like Titanic weekend.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they wouldn't have a statue of Elizabeth Montgomery at Jonestown. Or if they did, it'd be for
No.
different reasons than the one
True.
in Salem.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a very interesting town. Have you been?
No, but you know what? I'm following hook, line, and sinker in it. I've always wanted to go.
Don't go during Halloween.
Well, no, I wouldn't. It's like I'll never go
It's
to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. I want to go in off
right.
season, but I do want to go.
Similar to New Orleans for Mardi Gras and any major city on New Year's Eve, it really feels like amateur hour.
Well, that's it. And I'm not a big amateur hour person. I'm a
No,
professional.
professional. Right,
Yes, we
exactly.
are. Always.
So
Even in fun, even a fun professional.
you can be a fun professional.
Yes.
These two things are not,
No.
they can be joined together.
Yes, and
Fun
they should
professional.
be.
And often are.
Yes. But yeah, I do want to go. I do want to check it out. But I don't know. I feel like I'll get there and be like, oh, this is fun and spooky. And then I'll remember like the story, the actual stories. And then I'm like, this is depressing. Why did I do this?
Right. You go to the Hanging Rock where
Right. That's the
I can't remember
part.
the number of them who were there. But is it even that Sarah Good is remembered because of her last words?
Possibly.
That the fact that the preacher who I guess kind of read them last rites? Is that what they call
Yeah.
it if you're going to be executed?
Well, I think your last rites are your last rites no matter what when you're going to die, right? I think
I
that's just
guess
an overarching.
they don't
They
it's not a
actually
separate
don't
section of that
discriminate
book.
at that point. No.
No, it's
There isn't
thoughtful.
like a, if you're dying by hanging, read
Turn to
here.
page
Right.
257 in your
Not like the
hymnal,
hymnal, right?
right? But and he died 20, 25 years later after she was hanged of I believe it was an embolism, something that involved him spitting up blood when her final damnation to him was that God would give him blood to drink.
I mean, so maybe witches are rewarded at the gates of heaven.
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know.
And it's interesting, the Salem trial, when you get down to it, there's so much back and forth and similar to things today, not a political show,
Right.
of plying one witness against another.
Oh, yes.
So it we don't go into it because it gets very complicated and very layered. But so Sarah Good was one of the three women originally charged with witchcraft. She was the first one to be hanged for it. The other two, or one, at least one of them, I think it's Tituba, I believe, who was a slave in Salem from
Yes.
Barbados, confessed to the crime and basically worked out a plea deal so she could testify against Sarah Good and get out. So it's weird that they decided to really much destroy the Good family lineage in many ways.
Well,
Yet,
it
if you're
is.
willing to turn evidence, thanks for playing. Here's the home game
Right.
and a service merchandise gift certificate.
And
You
a
may go
service
now.
merchandise. Yes.
But yeah, I guess the big thing, I mean, then as now, is to be like, you're right, and let me help you find more.
Right.
And this is when we get into problems.
It is very problematic.
And is there a takeaway from this? I
I
feel
don't.
like we talk about it. It's all just sort of looked, I'm trying to remember how it was in school, but it was just sort of like, wasn't this awful?
Right, let's read this Arthur Miller play and who wants to play Abigail?
Right, Goody Proctor's a witch. Which, I've never read it.
Oh, I read it.
I keep meaning to. I keep feeling like this is one of those holes in my education that I need to fill.
I mean, you can read it in an hour. It's play.
Right, exactly. That I should just shut up and do. I mean, I've read other Arthur Miller, but I just haven't, I read
It's
Streetcar Named Desire.
that's not him.
I The Importance of Being Earnest, all of Arthur Miller's greatest
Right.
hits.
Way to try to test me
Yep,
on two
Of Mice and
playwrights I
Men.
actually really know.
But
But yes, you should read it. It was a good way to learn it. It's again, I think we do like lessen it, but it is the whole history continues to repeat, and we don't necessarily learn from it, no matter how we try to package it. So we do learn from it, because obviously when Arthur wrote it, he was making a statement on things that were happening in his time.
True.
And now we can read it and go, look at that, that's still happening.
Right.
What do you know?
What are the odds?
Not a political show.
Not a political show. But I feel like, to go back to the school stuff, I don't remember if anybody tried to make the link to be like, hey, did you notice this equals this? It was just more of like, who's spooky? And I don't know why doing this with my hands makes it seem like less spooky.
See, I don't, that wasn't, well, I don't know. We went to different schools, but.
We did. This, let the record show.
Yes. In my school, it wasn't that nobody tried to make a statement on the time we were in at the time, but I feel like the 90s, the early 90s were weirdly, the things we worried about now seem very silly.
You mean the real world?
Exactly.
The world rules challenge.
Dan Cortez.
House of Style, which was apparently a thing.
Yes. Was I going to make it home to do the Eric Neese, the grind workout?
Oh, you totally did the grind workout, didn't you?
I had the whole VHS series. And yes, I did quite a bit.
I think we might have found another witch.
Eric Neese or me?
See who squeals first.
Am I a good witch or a bad witch?
That is the question.
I know. But I think in my school, we very much compared it to the McCarthy hearings and all that.
Right. I mean, maybe it's because by the time we should have been reading The Crucible or could have been reading The Crucible, we are reading other things. And so just that lesson got kind of not put to the side. But
well, I feel like we already kind of figured it out.
Yeah, but didn't learn anything from it.
Like, people were shocked when I did a paper on Tennessee Williams.
Oh, Big Daddy. Here we go.
Yes. And I talked about all of the latent homosexual themes, and people were shocked that that was even on the radar.
Right. What was the...
Like, really?
I've been a whore my whole... What's the line? Is there something like that?
Yes.
From Maggie the Cat?
Yes. And I love Maggie the Cat.
Where do you stand on the Glass Menagerie?
I don't like it.
Okay, thank you.
I really don't.
I didn't know if it was a thing because I was in high school and I was just like, nope. I was being forced to read it, that I was just sort of like, this is just icky. Nope.
Because I felt it was icky. And then when I started reading other Tennessee Williams and found ones I liked,
good point.
Like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, I realized how icky it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to that point, yes, we were reading other things and we were figuring things out on our own. So some of these lessons were not revelatory to us because we'd already figured it out.
Right.
Because we're smart.
You're the gifted class, sure.
No, we're just gifted people in our own minds.
Right. And
we were smarter than everyone else.
Would you get in a circle and pat each other on the back? Or would you just do...
I was talking about you and me, not my classmates. I would say we were superior to our classmates.
Yes, yes, yes.
And but, no, we usually just tell each other how smart we aren't.
I don't know. We do a good job of making sure the other gets their back pats in.
True.
So hopefully at least we've distracted you from the awfulness that is the short life and horrible death of Sarah Good.
Yes.
Because I feel like we've gone further afield in this conversation than we have in others.
I think so. I mean, last week was a bit
Elizabeth
more.
Montgomery doesn't normally come up a lot.
She should, though. When we know who my favorite witch of all time is.
What's her name? The mom. The
no, not Endora, no.
Oh. Give me a second. Favorite witch. Is this going to be a trick thing?
It's not a trick thing.
All right, I don't know. Who's your favorite witch?
It's Serena. Oh my God,
the
really?
Teenage witch, yes. Okay.
No, that's Sabrina.
No, but
Serena, who is Samantha, aka Elizabeth Montgomery's wacky, wild, mod, partying cousin with the dark hair.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Also
yes, yes.
Played by Elizabeth Montgomery.
I was confused with Teen Witch, not Sabrina, the Teen Witch. The 80s film.
Serena.
Teen Witch.
No. Neither.
Okay.
On Bewitched.
Yes. Okay.
There is Samantha.
Correct.
Married to Durwood.
Yes.
Lovely blonde, you know, stalked by Mrs. Kravitz.
Right.
And on select episodes, her cousin Serena would show up in her go-go boots and her mini dress, and she'd be dancing and partying all the time. And she had black hair, also played by Elizabeth Montgomery, and she was wild and not bad, but just a little naughty. And
she was the Cat in the Hat of
she was way more
witches
fun.
In the family. Yes.
Yeah, so she's the best witch of all I witches. See.
Where did Dick York fit into all of this?
Ugh, I don't like either of the Dicks. York or Sarah Jane.
Mm,
I am much more of a Major Nelson kind of girl.
That completely tracks.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would see you as more of a Genie fan than a Bewitched fan.
I liked them both. I felt like her bottle was very claustrophobic.
Mm,
but yeah. I really did want to be able to rock a, you know, like pair of harem pants.
Yeah, sure.
And he was very good, a young, but it was very confusing to me because he was also J.R. Ewing simultaneously.
Oh, for you, yes. Mm-hmm. You're one of the few of that demographic that somehow, some way covers both.
I do cover both, so.
Impressive.
But yes, I did like both shows, but I only liked the episodes with Serena. And I liked Uncle Arthur.
Well, of course you did.
Yes. Who was also Templeton the Rat.
This is true. It's interesting. I feel like more recently, who knows why, maybe it's because for our Halloween screen that we've put up, you know, the best of, usually it's horror film trailers. I've tried to dial it back a little bit, but did put up Kiss's performance of Shout It Out Loud on the
Poland
Halloween special. He's introduced, they are introduced by Poland and Witchy Poo.
I believe you are correct.
Which, you want to talk surreal.
You want to talk a witch. I mean.
This is true. This is true.
I know. Can we have a variety hour one day? Like,
oh my God, there should be.
Right?
But are there enough variety artists out there?
Well, I feel like we could just cull our shows and
this is true.
Just they'd all be there.
But I don't know how much of like a act that, let's say, our nude skydiving friends have, or our professional mermaid. Like, they just kind of come out and she do that weird talking thing that she does.
But if you like, it's all about the mashups. Like, it's all about the pairings.
Mm.
You never see them together, and then you're like, wait, what? Those two perform together? Okay.
Right. So it would be Rodeo Clown Pork Chop and Bruce Valanche or what have you.
Right.
Which that would be a good
good
pairing.
Yeah. I mean, think of like who we could put John Doe with.
That is a very, very good point.
Right? There's so many people.
And he'd be great.
He'd be phenomenal. See, he'd be great with anyone we put him with because he's just probably one of the coolest people ever.
Yeah. Very, very true. So I guess we should look ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And figure out who we are going to run next week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say who was going to be on our variety show.
Oh, well, yes, but let's, you know. So we go from the 1600s. We know where we're going to be going in a couple weeks. Sorry, 3 weeks to be exact. So we have a little bit of leeway.
Okay.
I have two thoughts. We could kind of go into War's Hell mode.
Mm-hmm.
And look towards various wars, both civil and un.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could just go completely out of the species altogether.
I think we should go out of the species altogether. I think the time has come.
Okay. Well, with that, next week will be Alex the Parrot.
Yes.
And if you don't know Alex, which I'm assuming most people don't.
Most people don't.
You will be tempted to Google everything about him. Do yourself a favor and don't.
Correct.
Have you listened to the whole show yet?
I have.
Okay. Have you done it without crying?
No, it really upsets me.
Like, this is why I was asking. Okay.
But I'm weird. Like, don't stop from listening to the show. I just have a
Trust me,
very,
listeners
like,
have figured that out.
I really,
Consider those tea leaves red, my friend.
all of my emotions get poured out through things involving animals. So
Yes.
it's
So,
where people realize I do actually have a soul.
right.
But
Good reminder.
I don't want to like turn people off. Like, I feel like we're turning our listeners off of
No, but
like.
it's a lovely story. Alex especially, it's a really heartwarming story
It
of
is. It's very sweet.
it's similar.
Are we boring you? Are we keeping you awake?
Apparently, I need to cut this all out. It's similar to Coco the Talking Gorilla, which we can go into that. There's so many interesting stories about Coco.
Okay.
There are.
No, I know there are. There are.
With the sink. Do you know this one?
I don't think I know this one.
Okay, my one quick Coco story before next week, where we'll really get into Coco.
Yes.
So she had a pet kitten that she took
Yes.
care of. And one day, something happened. She got angry and ripped the sink that they have for her in her room off the wall. And when one of the people working with her came in and signed her saying, Coco, what happened? She signed back, the cat did it.
Awesome.
Which, come on.
That's amazing.
Similarly to the point of Alex proving that animals are smarter than we give them credit for.
Yeah, they really are very much smarter than we are.
And when in doubt, blame the cat.
Always blame the cat.
Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Welcome to Creepy Tapas,
where we do the opposite of deep dives and bring you tiny tastes of terror connected by a common ingredient.
True stories to haunt and chill you and the pop culture they inspired.
Or at least the movies and books that remind us of them.
Join us as we descend into darkness,
beginning with the lighter side of our weekly topic
and wrapping with a full dark, no stars account of terror, madness, murder, and more.
It's Creepy Tapas, y'all.